It feels like a very strange Easter this year, doesn't it? We're used to spending our Easter meeting with family and friends, worshipping together in church, thinking about new life, illustrated by the lambs in the fields, chicks and Easter bunnies, and by eating chocolate eggs, which may or may not be seen as an essential food item. In the past, we've even paraded down Hatfield Road with St Paul's, singing joyful Easter hymns and songs. This year, we're not even able to attend church, see family, or to travel to the countryside to see the lambs. We have to content ourselves with watching services on the computer, communicating with family on the phone or by social media, and watching Countryfile on TV. Although our son David has the privilege of helping with lambing over this two-week period, and believe me, it's a lot of hard work. But the very first Easter of all was not celebrated in a church building with singing and praising either. The disciples were locked in their homes. It was dangerous for them to go out. They were afraid. They wanted to believe the good news that they had heard from the women, that Jesus was alive, but it seemed too good to be true. They were living in a time of such despair and fear. If they were to leave their homes, their lives and those of their families could have been at risk. Could a miracle really happen? Jesus had been well and truly dead. They knew that. The soldiers had seen to it. Could life really have won out over death? Could this time of fear and terror really be coming to an end? Could they have some hope in a future? Hiding in their homes, they eventually started to believe in that future hope, that the long night was coming to an end. And the morning light had come. The power of God's love really had overcome death. Signs of new life continue. Bluebells emerging from their greenery. Buds bursting on the trees. Lambs and babies being born. We cling onto the hope that new life gives us. The lockdown we are enduring has enabled the earth to recover just a little bit from the pollution and harm humanity has done. And this time too will pass. The disciples were eventually able to leave their homes when the danger and fear had passed and Jesus had revealed himself. And so were we. They were able to sing and shout the good news that God brings, that even out of fear and death, love has the final say. Our church buildings may be strangely empty this year, but so is the grave. We are an Easter people, and love has won and will continue to win. Amen. Do not cling to me, he said. Don't try to hold on to yesterday's world. It is past and gone. Don't linger by an empty tomb, hoping against hope I might again appear there. I am not to be found in the past, but in the present and in the future. Do not cling to me. I am no embalmed Lord laid in an impressive mausoleum. You can't visit my dead body, but I can always surprise you with my living presence. If ever we come to a time when our world has been so shattered that we are tempted to retreat into memories, clutching such broken pieces of the past as may be left, speak to us, Lord. As Mary heard so long ago, let us also hear you saying, do not cling to me. Save us from looking longingly backwards. Teach us to seek you in the life we must live today and to expect to find you waiting in the world of tomorrow, knowing that we can utterly trust you, whatever lies ahead. Amen.